This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi guys, this is Carol Dowd from North Tonawanda, New York, calling again. This is number six. This happened actually before my husband experienced the sleep paralysis, and I've kind of been waiting because, well, you'll see once I tell the story. Anyways, first of all, a little bit about me. I have a myotonic muscular dystrophy, so I don't walk really well, and I don't walk fast or run, and I don't walk heavy. I have to be very careful. That's important. Then about my house, there's an entranceway to the hallway from the living room, and if you go to the right, that's our bedroom, which has a closed door so the cats don't get in there. And if you take a couple steps to your left, on the right-hand side, you'll see our pink room, the doorway to the pink room. And right past that is the door to the linen closet. And then a few steps forward after that, at the end of the hall, is our bathroom. So the one day, I get up and gotta use the bathroom. So I look down the hallway, and it seems like it doesn't look right. Because the door's open, I'm like, this is really strange. We don't have a window in the bathroom, but we do have a nightlight that's on all day, all night. And it didn't have the same look. So I was like, that's really weird. So this happened a number of times over the next month or so. This started like last spring. And it would happen at night. It would happen in the middle of the day when it was brightly lit, you know. It was just really odd, and it was like a black mass or something in there, and I couldn't see like the shower stall or anything like that. It was just odd. So the one day I saw it, and I'm like, well, I really got to use the bathroom. So I just barged in there, turned the light on, and there was nothing. It was just lit, and there was no mass, no cold spot, no malevolent feeling, anything like that. And I just was like, okay, whatever. So after that happened, I got up to use the bathroom another day. It was the middle of the day, so I walk through to I'm walking down the hall, and I get right to where the linen closet door is, past the pink room doorway. And all of a sudden, something hits me in the head, in the back of my head. And I'm like, what? And I turn around, and there in the hallway is laying a plastic water bottle that was empty, and a counted cross-stitch pamphlet, and a soft pack of maxi pads. And I'm like, okay, that's really weird. Now, I knew that they had been laying on a shelf. Now, if you go in the pink room, that there's to your right is a shelf, a shelving unit. And they had been laying on there. And the shelf, I would say the bottom of the shelf is about eye height to me. I'm 5'3". So I'm thinking, okay, this is really weird. I got to figure this out. Maybe it was one of the cats, but they weren't around. Frank was in front of the window, and Mina, who usually knocks things over, was not anywhere around. So I'm like, okay, this is really weird. So I'm just looking, and I'm like, how the hell did it even hit me in the head? It was right there. It's at eye height, and it was, I'd say, about 3 feet away from me, and the angle is totally wrong. Now, we're talking Kennedy's magic bullet here. And I'm like, this is really strange. And so I picked up the stuff, and I put it back up on the shelf, and I couldn't imagine how it had stayed. It would have had to stay at the height that it was off of the shelf. And it would have had to have some amount of velocity to make it 3 feet. And also, if I'd been walking hard or running or something like that. I could see it happening, but it wouldn't cause it to fly 3 feet across. It would have just fallen down, you know, from the vibration or something. It would have just fallen down and remained in the pink room. It wouldn't have made it out to the hallway. So I thought, you know, this is just really, really, I've had enough with the black masses and the stuff now hitting me in the head. I mean, what if it had been something dangerous, you know? You don't know. I could have ended up injured. So anyways, I finally was like, okay, had enough. And I just stood in the middle of the room and I said, look, you don't pay rent. I want you out of here. I've had enough. You're throwing stuff at me. You're appearing as a black mass in my bathroom, I think. I've had enough, okay? I have had enough freaky experiences in my life. I don't need to continue this on any further. I had mentioned this on Facebook to somebody, and he'd offered to help me out with this because he has a friend who's a medium. So I said, look, if you don't leave, I'm going to call out the big guns here, and we're going to get rid of you, and it's not going to be pleasant. We are going to sage your ass out of here and do whatever we have to do, so you're gone. Get out now. That was it. I have not had an experience since, and this was way back in spring. So I guess I did something. I guess we're not supposed to yell at the dead or ghosts or entities or anything like that, but I thought, you know, this is unreasonable that I could get injured or whatever. You know, if you're playing around with me, it's freaking me out, so just stop. So everything's been cool since then, except for John's little visit that he had with what he thought were aliens.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.